In the spring of 2005, Roy Pearson Jr. wanted to dress sharply for his new job as an administrative law judge. Judge Pearson owned exactly 5 suits, one for each day of the work week. The waistlines had grown uncomfortably tight, so he took the suits to custom dry cleaners for alterations. When the owners, Korean immigrants who came to America in 1992, could not find one pair of pants, Judge Pearson demanded $1,150 for a replacement suit. The owners did not respond. Judge Pearson was annoyed and sued for $67 million. Using a complicated formula, Judge Pearson argues that the owners, husband, wife, and son, each owe $18,000 for each day because the signs at their store promised same-day service and satisfaction guaranteed. Judge Pearson cast himself as a victim of a fraud on a historic scale, perpetrated by malicious business owners who had no intention of delivering on those promises. The trial opened in a crowded courtroom last Tuesday in Washington and got off to a rocky start. While recounting the day he says the cleaners lost his pair of pants, Judge Pearson began to cry, asking for a break and dabbing tears as he left the courtroom. The trial has been ridiculed on talk radio as an example of American legal excess and has spurred public complaints. Trial lawyer groups are worried about its effect on public trust in the legal system. A professor of law at Georgetown University said, "I don't know of any other cases that have been quite this ridiculous."